Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is structured very difficultly. I'm telling you outside for a second. Listen to this, please. There's two opinions over what you say when you do the Zimun. As you know, when you have 10 men, it's different than if you have 3 men, right? You add God's name. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's like what you're used to. 3 is one thing, more than 10 is another. More than 10, 10 or more is another thing. Okay? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he says, listen, 3 is one thing, 10 is one thing, 100 is another thing, 1,000 is another thing, 10,000 is another thing. He has different, as you get more people, you add more names of God in there, into the Zimun. So when you do the Zimun, you say, Nevarach Shachalnu Mishalo, that's get the word. Nevarach, let us bless She'achalnu Mishalo, like the one from whom we ate. And then everyone answers back the same thing. Baruch She'achalnu Mishalo. Okay. Now, and we actually add Uftu Vocheinu, and from his goodness we live. So we're talking about those words here. That's issue number one. Issue number two is, grammatically, if remember the psukim was one man invites two others to bench. So if it's just 3 of you, then he has to be part of the 3. So he has to say, let us bench. Right? Because if it's exact cutoff number, like exactly 3 or exactly 10, let us do it together. If you'd have an extra person, like 4 instead of 3, or 11 instead of 10, he could conceivably say, you guys bench, because you guys 10 are enough by yourselves, or you guys bench, you 3 are enough without me. Grammatically, it could work. That's the issue floating around in the Mishnah here. Now you'll see it inside. Ketzed mezam, then how do you make the zimun? Bishlosha, if you have 3 people, omer nevarach, you say nevarach, shechalnu mishalo. Bishlosha vahu, if you have 3 guys plus the mezamen, so now you have 4. Omer, he could say, if he wanted to, and it's a machlokas, if this is ideal, but Pasha is not. But he could say, baruchu, you guys bless. Right? The reason why it's Pasha is not ideal is he's really excluding himself from the group. It's not nice. But it would work. It would work. Now, ba'asara, with 10 people, omer, nevarach, lelokeinu, shechalnu mishalo. Right? Right? Now, that's Rabbi Akiva, and he says, ba'asara vahu, if he's 10 plus 1, so that one could say, instead of nevarach, he could say, baruchu lelokeinu, you guys bless God. It would work grammatically. Fine. This is Rabbi Akiva Shita, and he says, Echad Asara, it doesn't matter if you have 10, Ve'echad Asariboa, if you have 10,000, it's all the same thing. Sorry, yeah, Ribo actually is 10,000, so 100,000, correct, 10 times 10,000. Doesn't matter, you have, once you pass 10, it's all the same. Now, the Mishnah switches thought without saying a new person's name, this is Rabbi Yosef Glili, he picks up and he says, no, B'meya, if you have 100, Omer Nevarech, Lashem Elokeinu. You add Hashem's Havaya name in there also. Excuse me, you add. Yeah, right. B'meya vahu, if you have 101, instead of saying, you could say Baruchu, Omer Baruchu. Same thing. B'elef, if you have 1,000, Omer Nivarach Lashem Elokeinu, and add in Elokei Yisrael, the God of the Jews. B'elef vahu, if you have 1,001, Omer Baruchu, you could say, you guys. Beribo, if you have 10,000, Omer, Nevarach, Lashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Hatzvakos, Yoshev Hakruvim. That's what you would say, right? Adding on the extra, that whole extra business there about the Tzvakos, Yoshev Hakruvim, Lord of Hosts, who dwells amongst the Kruvim. Okay? And then, now the end here is the end. This end really applies to all of the different phrases, like the different liturgies above, you'd end it al hamazon shachalnu. In other words, you get it, so the varach l'ashem elokeinu al hamazon, or whatever you're adding, they all end al hamazon shachalnu for the food that we ate. Our gear says different. Our gear says slightly different, right? We say the varach shachalnu mishalo. Okay, a little different, but that's the idea. Beribo vahu, if you have a 10,001, omer baruchu. Okay. Now, and everyone agrees, now we're back to both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Galili. Ke'enyan shehu mevarach, the same way he makes the blessing, kach onen achrav, the people listening answer like in a symmetric way. So for example, if he said to them, nevarach l'shem elokeinu, elokei Yisrael, elokei Hatzvakos, Yoshev Hakruvim al hamazon shachalnu, they'll answer him, baruch Hashem elokeinu, elokei Yisrael, elokei Hatzvakos, Yoshev Hakruvim al hamazon shachalnu. And we do that also, we just have a different, what we say is the same response, just different, slightly different words at the end. Okay, but the concept is the respondent's answer is exactly the same. Now, why is this a machlokas? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who has been the silent person arguing with Rabbi Kiva the whole time, Omer, he says, Lefi rov kahal hen mevarchen. You know, you depend, you make a bracha depending on the size of the kahal, the congregation. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, but makhelos baruchu Elokim, in the congregations plural, makhelos plural means more than one kind, baruchu Elokim, bless Hashem, Hashem imkor Yisrael. Okay, that's the pasuk. So he learns that makhelos is plural, telling you that the different kinds of ways you bless Hashem. Amar Rabbi Akiva, he rejects that because he says, if you believe it, he rejects that drasha because he says the word makor, mimakor Yisrael, from the source of Israel, is actually a reference to the makor, the rechem, what do you call it, the uterus, where the child was, because there's a midrash that says that when they crossed over through the Yamsuf, so even the children inside the uterus of the mother in utero also praise Hashem. So that's the other congregation, the unpresent, you know, in utero congregation. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, well, the word makor is enough to tell you that. There's lots of different makhelos. Fine. I'm Rabbi Kiva. He says, no, mama, his proof is, mama tzinu beis hakneses. It's like what we find in a shul. Echem rubim ve'echem muatin. Whether there's a lot or a little, doesn't matter. Omer, baruchu es Hashem. Like we do in shul. And Rabbi Yishmael says, wait a second, you don't say baruchu es Hashem. You say, as we do say, this is the halach, of course, baruchu es Hashem hamavorach. Okay, so last bit is talking about that. Rabbi Yishmael is just talking about in shul, the actual nusach, what you say. Rabbi Kiva doesn't even disagree with him. Rabbi Kiva agrees, ideally you should say what we do say, baruchu es Hashem hamavorach, because that includes, because if you don't say that, it just sounds like you guys bless Hashem. If we say, you know, let's bless Hashem who blesses us, so then you're included in the, but Rabbi Kiva is saying that you are allowed to use just baruchu es Hashem. It's a tricky mission, right?